North Pole Radio contains frank discussions of the secret of Santa and is therefore not intended for younger listeners. Welcome back to North Pole Radio. I am, as always, your host, Matt. And one of the things when I reached out to the community to ask what they wanted to hear this year was I got a response of more Santas and Mrs. Clauses who work as couples. And so I put the word out to the community. I would like some Santas and Mrs. Clauses who work as couples. And I got a really great response. I'm really happy with the response I got. In fact, I got so many, I probably won't get to them all, but I do have my first of that Santa and Mrs. Claus pair for this year, and I'll just bring them right in. And so they are Bruce and Kathy Norrid. I almost called you Bruce and Kathy. I was trying to say Bruce and Kathy at the same time.
It happens that way. We get that list going.
Yes. Thank you both for being here. And like I said, I got an excellent response. And so you were some of the folks that were kind enough to respond and step up. And it's amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So before we really dive in, why don't you both tell me a little bit about memories of Christmas growing up?
My memories come from probably living across the street from a church that we went to. And Christmas Eve Mass was always huge. And they put on a great celebration for the whole thing with, you know, trumpets in the balcony and lots of singers and everything like that. And it was just a real joy to be there and present for that. And then, you know, we didn't open up any presents on Christmas Eve. We waited until Christmas Day to do that. But one year I snuck out in the living room and I had some of the biggest presents I had ever had. They couldn't even wrap them. They were like a kitchen set, kitchen set. And it was like a 3 foot tall doll. And I felt so guilty because I had to wake up the next morning and go,
it happens. I saw a post this year online that made me laugh so hard. It kind of went viral. It was somebody whose 3-year-old had woken up in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve and gone downstairs and unwrapped everybody's gifts in the middle of the night, just sat there tearing paper in the middle. And the father was like, so here I am in the middle of Christmas Eve rewrapping everybody.
Yeah.
So how about you, Bruce? What do you remember from?
We grew up where Christmas was celebrated at home on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Don't have the same church background that Kath did. Mm-hmm. While I did go to church, just that wasn't the primary thing for us for Christmas.
Sure.
We sang in the choir and stuff like that. So we were involved Christmas Eve with all of that stuff. And then Christmas morning was the time where my brother and I got to open our presents and mom and dad. Then we went to family. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, my mom and dad's both sides family. So it was a very busy day.
Yeah, I'd say so. Very good. And so what brought you, so time goes by and everything. What brought you to performing? What brought you to being the Clauses?
Well, I have grown a beard off and on most of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And, geez, what is it now? 7 years ago, my boss at the bus yard where I was a school bus driver, she said, you know, with that beard, you'd make a great Santa. And I said, yeah, sure, whatever. then she started in saying, you know, you would really make a great Santa. And so I said, well, if I'm going to do it, you're going to come along with me. And
she was. Everybody should see Kathy shaking her head.
Yeah, that was not what she had in mind at all. So we went to C.W. Howard before I really started getting into it.
Yep.
And that was in 2018.
Okay.
And everything just snowballed from there. My boss at the bus yard agreed to or wanted me to be Santa for the bus yard. And that was my real first Santa experience of being a professional. Now, when our kids were younger, we've got three children. And when they were younger, I did portray Santa for a group of
it was the
Salvation Army school.
Oh, okay.
And
it was for the blind and deaf.
I also did, yes, for Pendrickton Center down in Taylor, which is out, just outside of Detroit.
Okay.
And so that was another big learning experience, how to deal with special needs. And then as I was a bus driver, I was a bus driver for special needs. So that really has become a primary focus of our Santa ministry is reaching out to special needs.
I like to think of myself as a reluctant Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
I really did not want to go there. You know, what have I got to offer, you know, that you don't, but he made it very clear from the beginning that it wasn't going to happen unless I was there with him. And we met some characters up at C.W. Howard. I mean, Santa's and Mrs. Claus's. And, you know, I just kind of grew into the role as we went along.
All right. So you've always done it together then, because I know some folks haven't always done it together. You were right from the beginning. What did you, since you were the reluctant one, Kathy, when you went into C.W. Howard for the first time, it's an experience. What were you thinking when you were there meeting folks, especially since it's mostly Santa's, it's not a ton of Mrs. Clauses every year.
It was not, especially at that time. And
it's getting better. It's getting better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't imagine, you know, how I'd ever find him, you know, with everybody with red shirts and white beards. And, you know, there were a lot of people there that looked the same, but, you know, coming into it then and finding out, yeah, they were pretty much the same as all the rest of us, just with a passion for doing what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And it was very professional. I like that part of it.
Yeah. And so you get into doing this and, Bruce, you said you always wanted to have Kathy come along. What was it about having your Mrs. Claus come along with you that you really wanted right from the beginning? Was it just wanting to have a partner, or did you know that there was something she could bring to it?
Oh, definitely. There was a lot that she can bring to it. I'm a little bit hard of hearing.
Okay.
And so I miss a lot of things that I normally wouldn't. And so she's been there kind of assisting, guiding me along.
And I think I'm the organized one of the group.
Well, yeah, you know, you always tell kids, Mrs. Claus is the boss.
That is so true. And it's interesting. One of our gigs that we do is up at Spicer's Orchard. And they have a train that takes the families back to see Santa and Mrs. Claus. And nine times out of 10, as the adults are leaving after the kids have already run out, they step back a little bit and say, you two have got to be married, aren't you?
That's
because
perfect.
We banter with each other and it just, it's a part of our life.
Yeah.
Going to the same Santa Claus schools and that we've gone to in the past 5 or 6 years now has really helped because we have the same ideas, you know, that we're going to talk about. It's almost like we don't have to talk about them beforehand. We just kind of fall into that state.
Yeah, that's true. But since you mentioned talking about things beforehand, I know I don't know how much you guys would have to say on this subject, being married and always working together. But say you've got a solo Santa and a solo Mrs. Claus who are going to work together for a group. What kind of things do you think maybe they should prepare to do together? Because obviously, I mean, you guys, you know, you have people come up to you and say you must be married and you are, but, you know, obviously, maybe not obviously, but I'm thinking maybe you have some ideas about what people that are not that are performing together might be able to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think that would all depend a little bit on the situation that you're going to. Is it going to be a photography work or is it going to be, you know, a quick sitting with Santa, or is it going to be something that he's going to be a storyteller and I need to know what kind of props they're going to use or, you know, how they're going to relate to the children
or vice versa. Mrs. Claus being the storyteller and Santa being the support, because that can work real well as, you know, going into it in that way too.
Right. And you hope that the Santas have had some kind of training too.
Oh,
if you're Claus with training, because that makes a huge difference, you know, because they probably look at you and go, what do you mean? What do? You sit there.
Right? Yeah. So you're going into different kind, you've mentioned several different kinds of gigs. I kind of want to talk about them a little bit. So let's say, okay, you're up at the Orchard. Tell me about what you guys do up at the Orchard. I'll start there. Like when you know, the train comes in, is that like a, just kind of a regular, like a, I want to call it like a store, like a mall meet and greet, or is there something going on that's an experience there?
It's kind of mallish, but I have a little more time to spend with the kids, dependent on if it's a full train or a partial train.
They bring the children up in groups of 30, so it can be 10 families, or it can be one group of 30 that's going to come in. And they bring it up from the store and they take a little trip. And then I usually meet them outside and explain, you know, how we're going to do it, that they've got little cards that are going to tell them when they get to see Santa, unless they correct me and say, everybody's coming in to see Santa. So he's right. You know, sometimes you have, you know, 10 kids in it in 30 minutes and you have to kind of push them through pretty quickly, you know, especially the children who, well, the parents who want the children to take off all their outerwear because it's outside and then they come in the cabin
All
their outerwear and then, you know, get 30 different poses of, you know, the kids with Santa and you're going, I have 8 other families sitting back there waiting to see them, you know, so.
Yeah. So so this is something that's an ongoing discussion in the Christmas performer community, is that Mrs. Claus kind of has a growing, changing, evolving role, becoming more prominent and more important, as it should be. And so, Kathy, it sounds like you're kind of like the greeter maybe at the Orchard, but what other kinds of things are you doing when you are Mrs. Claus?
If we're doing photo shoots, sometimes I do readings or in different clubs, organizations that we go to that he's going to, I'll read a story.
She does, one of our photographers, we do a baking with Mrs. Claus time.
Oh, that's fun.
And so she does that. And then, of course, I put on my chef coat with a chef Santa hat. Mm-hmm. And I'm the bumbler. I just can't do things quite right. I'll try and steal a cookie from the kids and just it's a lot of fun.
And he usually ends up with frosting on his nose for some reason.
That's awesome. So, okay. Now I want to talk about photography is a little bit different, and it's something, you know, all of us will do. What if some of you just talked about you had a baking with Mrs. Claus kind of thing, but what other kinds of photography things are you doing? Because I'll give you an example. This year, my wife has never been Mrs. Claus, but I got her a nice robe. She said maybe at some point she'd try. We both work for the Postal Service, so at Christmas time, we're both very busy. Okay. However, she's management. She tends to be busier than I am because I leave when I'm done for the day. She leaves when everyone is done for the day. You know what I mean? So I tend to have more. Yeah, I tend to have more free time. But this year, one of my clients from last year, I was going to have a photography day. And one of my clients from last year who brought their son for his very first Christmas photos last year and decided they want him to come see me every year now, which is always fun, you know, but, this year I got an email. Is Mrs. Claus going to be there this year? And I said, I don't know. Let me talk to her. And I talked to her and she goes, yeah, but what am I going to do? Like, do people even want Mrs. Claus in their photos with Santa? And I'm like, you were asked for specifically by this one client, you know? So is that kind of getting to be a big thing now?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Any photo shoot that we've had, we've both done together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And with one photographer that we've got, we would, it was in the photographer's home. Mm-hmm. And so we would greet the family at the door, both as a couple and escort them in. And it was a surprise for the kids that they didn't know Santa was going to be there.
Yeah, and those are always so the fun kind.
So much fun just seeing their reaction. And then we'd do, she'd do a story with the kids, and I would interact with the story that she would read.
Okay.
And the photographer clicking constantly during that whole interaction.
We also have done, we were at a museum one time and they forgot to put out a chair for me. And so, you know, they wanted us there and the photographer had done it the year before. So he knew I was coming, but somehow I ended up sitting on the rung of a sleigh for a couple of hours doing it.
Oh, no.
You just kind of have to adapt to the environment that you're in and, you know, get that. Sometimes children too are more willing to come to Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
Rather than the big guy with a white beard and, you know, that.
Yeah,
so you have that.
Mrs. Claus is so much less threatening to little children. And so Mrs. Claus can interact with them, and that gives Santa the opportunity then to slowly get in and be a part of it. And works out so much better that way.
Okay. You just got to have fun with it. Sometimes getting on the floor and playing with a child until they get used to you. And hopefully you have, you know, a good photographer who allows you to do that kind of thing.
Right.
Right. I had this same photographer for a different child this year. He came in with an armload of small Winnie the Pooh stuff that he had Pooh and Tigger and Christopher Robin. And so here I am, and he doesn't really want to come near me. And I look and I go, you've got Tigger. And then I start doing the, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers a wonderful thing. And I start bouncing just up and down. And all of a sudden, but like you said, there's like an element. And for me being Santa, that was kind of a bold, because like you said, Mrs. Claus can have a lot more success doing things like that. In my case, it ended up working that there I am singing the Tigger song and jumping up and down like, bouncy. But it does kind of help to kind of meet them on that level and show them that you're there to have a good time, you know.
I feel like he has better rapport with the children of special needs that we do when we do photography work, because he interacted with them daily for years.
Yeah.
I was management too, so,
Sure. Now, I want to talk a little bit about working with children with special needs, because I haven't met a lot of, this year I did end up working with two children on the spectrum. One was in a private visit, and he had a pretty severe autism spectrum. But then I worked with another girl who she came to a photography session and just everything she was just too loud. This little girl had her hands over her ears the entire time. And so I said, okay, everybody, let's just, and so I've worked a little bit and I know a little bit about autism spectrum disorders specifically, where like, okay, now it's time to lower my voice. Oh, there's families out in the waiting room. Can we close that door so she can, is it okay? Do you feel better now that, like, if I talk like this, do you think we can take your hands away from your ear? That kind of thing. So
yes,
you guys talk to me a little bit about working with children of different needs.
Yeah, the greeting is the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never big and boisterous if I know ahead of time that I've got a special needs child. Mm. Now, out there at the orchard, I never know for sure.
Sure.
What I'm going to receive. And so I've come to the point now to where my greeting is always, oh, well, I'm so glad you came to see me, and start soft. And then I can build once I see what's there. And it's all a playing game, really, with my voice and my mannerisms.
Mm-hmm. And how do you find with Mrs. Claus in those kinds of situations? You said he has a better rapport, but just in general, what do you find in those situations?
Sometimes they can be challenging. You know, I got to admit that we had a kind of off the wall, very severe child last year that came into the cabin. And, he was a Tigger. He was bouncing off of everything for sure, but we also have a log fireplace in their stove. And so there was the point of, we let Santa do his thing, and the elf and I just kind of tried to steer him away from getting burnt or having that kind of a thing. But, you just got to look at the situation and determine, what it is. And most of the kids are so loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do one photography session with a group called Be a Kid Again, the Michigan chapter. Mm-hmm. And they had us at a venue this year that was very large. And so we must have seen 800 kids, you think?
Between 700 and 800.
Oh, wow.
In a few hour time span. But the love that you get, the first time we did it, I thought, I'm going to need psychotherapy by the time we get done with this. I don't know how I'm going to react to all these kids just being different and haven't had that kind of exposure before. And I loved it. It was, the love that you see for the parents, the foster parents, that just treat their children like anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel about the whole thing. And that's how I've come to relate to them also.
That's really an important thing. I had some clients this year, a lady got in touch with me and said, We're looking for a Santa who will mask. We have a group of medically vulnerable children that can't go to school, they can't do this, they can't do that kind of thing. And we still want them to see Santa. Will you? And I'm, yeah, of course. Like, yes, obviously. And I bought some special clear plastic masks. But then I asked the family, I thought about it afterward and I asked ahead of time, I said, will these be okay? Or would you really prefer a KN95? And they, you know, they said, well, those seem like they'll be okay, but just to be safe, can we do a KN95? And I said, yes, of course. And it was outside on a porch. They were having like a play in the snow party, you know, and it was just great. They all came and all the kiddos had their masks on and I had my mask on. And like you said, it was a big deal for everybody, including the parents, because it was like Santa came and Santa cared enough about these children's health to put a mask on. And that was a big thing that mattered for them, was like because they don't get to have normal childhood interactions because of medical problems. So
yeah. That's so true. The special needs child really needs to be treated like any other child, mm-hmm. just a little minor differences. Mm-hmm. You can't be big over the top. You can't be towering over. If they're in a wheelchair, you want to ask permission mm-hmm. to lean into the chair or to touch the chair.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things that, you know, the Santa community as a whole really needs to understand. It's their personal space.
Yeah.
And how we deal with that and share that love, because the love is the primary.
Yep. Yeah, maybe the last picture that they get with Santa of the child.
It's true, yeah. Too.
Yeah, I had a lot of firsts this year in terms of different things. I did have a girl come to an event using a walker.
Mm.
And it was the same thing. I asked her, she had her walker, but she had glasses on and she turned around and she went to take her glasses off. And I said, oh, do you want to leave your glasses on? And she goes, cause you can leave your glasses on. She goes, no, I don't want to leave my glasses on. And I was like, okay, you can, it's your picture. You can take your glasses off.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. but then I realized as I'm standing there, the way it was set up, it was this event where, in the small town I was in, the city owns the movie theater and City Hall is right next door to the movie theater. So they showed the Polar Express and then all the kids came next door to City Hall to meet Santa. And the room I was the line was right out the door and they had people coming in one door and exiting a separate door. And right as this girl goes to leave, I realize, oh shoot, that exit door over there steps down.
Yeah.
So I stand up and I go, oh, everybody, could we all just kind of move some of you folks outdoors, move further out the door. And some of you folks that are inside the door, could you please move inside the door? We got to make room because she can't go out the exit, you know? And right. So I'm there making sure that this girl can like actually exit because she can't go out the door, you know, out the door that everybody else was going out.
And that's so important for us as Santas and Mrs. Clauses to take note of those things.
Yep.
Because 9 times out of 10, the venues, they have no clue what what's really happening.
Right. And I knew that because the way that everybody was entering the building, I knew there had been an elevator that she had ridden up to get to the floor we were at. But then the way everybody was exiting was right to the outside of the building so that it was, you just go down and I'm like, oh, can't go that way. And you do, you have to kind of have that aware, or it's good for the people you're visiting with. If you do have kind of that awareness of when you see folks that are in that kind of need, you know, or you want to take care of them as well.
And I think that no matter how many years that you do this, there's always going to be a first of something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that for sure. It's always kind of fun. So what other kinds of things are Santa, you've talked a lot about, you do your orchard and photo shoots. Is there anything else you guys are doing together that's exciting or that you think other people, yeah, especially since, maybe since you're always working together, maybe you're always doing a lot of the same kind. I know Mrs. Clauses are always looking for opportunities for themselves, but maybe as a couple, I don't know, maybe you're doing a lot of the standard stuff that every other performer would be doing.
We are doing a lot of the same things that others do.
Mm-hmm.
I do know some Mrs. Clauses and Santas that are separate, but work together, excuse me, and work together well because they both have gone through the schools. Mm. And so by doing that, you know kind of what the banter will be.
Mm-hmm.
If a child comes up to you and says, oh, Mrs. Claus said this, and or vice versa, you can play that so well, having been to the schools together.
Mm-hmm.
We both do go to schools, though, separately as well.
Okay.
For instance, I'm going to be going to the Ohio Center Master Academy.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
She's not going to that one, but she is going to the Santa Nana
University.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, try and pick up some different things, you know, from both of them.
Now, have you ever been? Now, Santa Nana is not one I know a lot about. Have you been to that one before? No?
No. Oh,
interesting.
No.
There's so many now. What have you guys found? Because you've brought up training and, you know, we've all, not to pick on these guys too much, but we've all met the guys that are like, I just am Santa. I don't need any training. And that's just, that's something I tend to disagree with, just because you can always learn. No matter what you do in life, you can learn something new and improve on yourself, you know, no matter what. And so what have you guys found some of the ones that have been the most helpful for you?
Was that Robert Suter's class?
I'm having True come here to Vermont in just a couple of weeks. I'm very excited.
Yes, be excited.
Yes.
Yeah, it just to listen to him tell his stories, you know. So we're going to take a second class here in June.
Ah, yes, very good.
And what was the one we took on Zoom during COVID?
That was with Santa and the Driver.
Steve and Deb.
Steve and Deb. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are the epitome of Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Deb doesn't do the Mrs. Claus.
Nope.
They found that it didn't work doing the smart Santa.
No.
And but she does their big thing.
She does everything, basically.
Yep.
Oh.
She's the one that keeps him in line. Well, no.
Well,
Beth does the same thing for me. She keeps me in line.
Yeah, I still need,
or
to
at
have
least it. Tries.
Yeah,
I had to pull out a certificate from us making the moment with Tim Conahan in the International University
I've
of
heard
Santa
good
Claus.
Things about Tim. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
he has a good class also, and making the moment is especially with photography, and I found that, you know, what do you do with your hands? How do you make poses that are going to, you know, get a teenager involved? How are you going to, you know?
Okay.
Some of the things that he has in this class is really good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting the teenagers involved sometimes can be, I had a mother that wanted the older siblings to get involved this past season. And I ended up doing, I went, okay, everybody get over here. We're going to act like we're too cool for this. And I crossed my arms and I made my very serious face. I'm like, okay, now we'll just all act like we're too cool. Okay.
Too cool for school.
Yeah, it works.
Another one, if you've got one or two, if it's one, you can lean into them with that kind of pose.
Uh-huh.
Or if you got two, have them both lean into you as Santa and do that pose. And those, the families just go nuts when you do those types of things with them.
Yeah, it is kind of a thing. It's important because I kind of have a standard go-to pose when I meet, and mine kind of arose out of this weird thing. Now I don't wear gloves as a Santa. I just don't like having them on my hands indoors. It just doesn't work out for me. Especially since I do a lot of stuff where I also take my coat and hat off and just do shirt and vest.
Mm-hmm.
And so but then you've also got the Santas, and this is something I think there's a slight bit of paranoia in our community about the prevalence of lawsuits. It's just my own personal thing. I don't know how prevalent that kind of lawsuit is. However, I understand it's a legitimate concern as well. So I just developed I call it my jazz hands pose.
And
that's kind of my go-to. I kind of just, in all my pictures, I just have my hands out, you know, Bob Fosse jazz hands, so that they are both just visible and out there so everybody can see where they are. But sometimes I'm like, I'm a little tired of being in that look. So I also have to figure out some things to do besides just my standard pose, especially since a lot of my customers are repeat customers. And so...
Right. You don't want to do exactly the same thing every time. And one thing that kind of in joking, a friend of mine was commenting on as they were watching us doing a photo shoot, my hands never touched the individuals.
Yep.
They were always be right there behind them or alongside of them,
yep,
but never touching. Now, when I'm doing group photo sessions like that, I'll wear the gloves so that they're obvious where they're at.
Sure.
But when I'm doing private and doing a lot of storytelling, that kind of thing, I won't wear gloves because I need the nimbleness of the fingers.
Yeah. I end up with the same thing. And I'm like, plus at a certain point, like I said, when I'm just in my shirt and vest, having the gloves on just looks a little off to me personally, where I'm like, I'm in my shirt and gloves, but I've got my gloves on, like I'm a butler or I'm Mickey Mouse, you know? So that's just the thing.
I wear a long sleeve, white, compression shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So my gloves just blend right in with that.
Yeah.
I bruise very easily, so I don't want the kids to be worried about what's with Santa with his bruising. So I typically will keep things covered.
I blame it on the reindeer.
Sure. Well, it's funny the things kids pick up on too, because I was somewhere this past season, I guess. Maybe the season before, I don't know. And my, you know, I always wear long sleeve shirts, but my shirt came up and one of the kids was like, wait, are you the real Santa? And I was like, well, what do you think? And she goes, I don't think so. You have hair on your arms. And I went, well, yeah, of course I do. I'm a person.
I'm real.
People have hair on their arms. And she goes, well, Santa doesn't. I went,
you see this? It goes all over.
I was like, well, I have, like, okay, that's different. Never heard that one before, but there we are.
Yeah. Oh. I had one summer gig where I was in shorts and I had skin cancer removed a few weeks before. Mm-hmm. And so I had the bandage on the knee and the child looks over at me and says, what happened to you? And I'm there, well, you know, I had to give Rudolph a vaccination and he did not like that. And so he kicked me in the shin. Oh. Oh, it just.
Oh, that's funny. Yep. It is funny. Like it's the things they pick up on is always mm-hmm. amazing. Well, amazing. I'm so glad you guys have been able to come on and chat with me for this. Now, I do always kind of wrap this up with my first time guests the same way. And you can both answer for a couple of the answers. Your answers are going to be the same because you're married and you live together. But for other ones, they're going to be different. Well, maybe.
28 years.
We'll see. For the Christmas tree, white lights or colored lights?
Colored.
Uh-huh. And for the top, star, angel, or other?
He's a star, I'm an angel.
Oh. Okay.
And I had an angel for a number of years, so I relented this year and bought him a star.
Oh, so you're going to switch on and off now. So both.
I had the first 45 years. So.
Okay, well, there you go. It's only fair that it's time to give us... favorite... cookie.
Chocolate chunk.
Both of you chocolate chunk?
One I can eat.
Ah, there you go.
That's the
Is Santa that a cookie. Cop out or
not for me. That's my thing. I always say to people, I've made this joke. I've made this joke on the show before. The only proof I've found that all I need, if God was real, cookies would be health food.
Yeah.
That's a joke I make to people. It's like, it's not fair that they're not, because I like them too much.
Yeah. One of the primary food groups is cookie.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Favorite Christmas film or TV special?
Ooh.
Mm. Uh-huh.
For old film, it would be Miracle on 34th Street. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the new ones is also Miracle on 34th. I like both of them.
Oh, there
they
you go.
Both have very unique aspects to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And this one with Jimmy Stewart in there.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's yes. a Wonderful Life, yeah. Mm. That's one of my favorites. And then I just love Elf.
Okay. Yep.
You know.
Very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The thing about the remake of Miracle on 34th Street, there's something about it I never could get into. And the last time I watched it and I was like, it seems the parts of it are really magical. And then other parts mm-hmm. of it, like it's not an adult film, but to me it's got a parts of it just have kind of a like a grime feeling to it. I don't know if it's kind of the way that they, you know, they find the drunk out of work mall Santa in the bar to go. I'm like, it just, it's not quite as innocent as the original, and that kind of I think I finally identified as that's why it feels a little bit off to me, is that it's just yeah. got that, and I think it makes it a little bit more clear that Chris is just a nice old man versus I don't know for sure about that one. I don't know, just my opinion.
Yeah. I can see yeah. where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, and not just, that the first one, not that the original one doesn't, but right near the end, it does kind of have the little bit specifically where he buy. Now, obviously, earlier in the movie, you see that he gets a check that he announces he intends to get the doctor the X-ray machine with, but there's still something nice about the end where that he does get the doctor the X-ray machine, and the doctor says, you know, the state of New York said you're Santa Claus, and personally and professionally, I agree with them. Like, yeah. I think there's, even though, you know, even though earlier in the film, he announces that he's going to use his money to buy the doctor the X-ray machine, it's still at the end when he gives the doctor the X-ray machine. Just seems very Santa. I don't know. Just
like, yeah. Watch both of them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the last one I've got is favorite. This one is, some people think this one's hard and some people have an answer right off the tip of their tongue. Favorite Christmas song.
There are so many. I being a musician, there are so many songs that I've loved over the years, some more so than others.
I think mine would be Carol of the Bells. I'm always
good choice.
Loving to hear new stuff, and I love anything that has a good upbeat message and rhythm to it.
I've got one I'm going to suggest. Now I am completely blanking on the artist's name, but I can get it right here because I've got my Christmas playlist right here, and it's very upbeat and it's very, here it is. It's All the Gifts I Need by J.D. McPherson. It's very, very good. I discovered it actually because of a previous guest on this show. He told me about it, and I listened to it a bunch this past year. And it's just kind of, it's got kind of like a kind, it's like I said, it's very upbeat, a little bit like, I don't even know what to describe it as the genre, but the thrust of the thing is he's looking around at Christmas time and seeing all the good things going on around with, you know, his family and friends and everything. And it gets to the point where he says, it's not even Christmas yet. I got all the gifts I need. You know, it's that.
Yeah. Kind
of, yeah. And so,
well, that's good.
Yeah. To look that up.
One that I like that's a newer one is The Drummer Boy. That's put out by a contemporary Christian artist, and they're very heavy in percussion that. And the group is called For King and Country.
I've heard of For King and Country.
Fabulous. Fabulous piece.
In fact, I think we play there. I work part-time at a radio station, and at Christmas time, we're one of those radio stations that does 24/7 Christmas music. So I'm pretty sure we play that one now that you mention it. It sounds very familiar now that you mention it. I know them from other things because at the rest of the year, we kind of just play like top 40 hit music, and they've also had some of that as well, which is why their name sounds familiar. But we might also play that version of Little Drummer Boy too.
So yeah, it's one of my favorites for
and a fun upbeat song is called The Elf Song.
Oh my,
because everybody
that one,
you know, it's by a musician called Crowder, and you got to give credit to the elves, you know.
The Elf Song.
Yes.
By David Crowder. Here it is. I'm going to listen to that one in a little bit. That's
pretty. Make you smile.
Here it is right here. Oh,
it
good.
It is hilarious.
Oh, good. Good. Well, thank you so much for being here. And nobody can see you too, but I'm just going to comment right now that you're sitting here and you're all dressed up and you do look just like the Mr. and Mrs. Claus from Rankin Bass. Like,
oh my, yes.
Bruce, you've got the bald on top, just like the Rankin Bass Santa and Mrs. Claus. And Kathy, you look a lot like Mrs. Claus. Not the one from Rudolph who has the dark hair, but I'm thinking about like later on. I can't remember which one. Maybe Santa Claus is coming to town at the end.
Okay. Yes.
And so I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, they look like they're just right out of the special, just like perfect, like I watched when I was growing up. So
thank you.
That makes me smile a lot. Thank you both so much for being here. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having us. This has been a really good time.
Of course.
Big thanks again to Bruce and Kathy for being on. Like I said, I got a great response. So I got a whole slew of Santas and Mrs. Clauses who work together coming up. All of them just fantastic. Bruce and Kathy were great, and all the ones I have coming up were great. This is kind of a series I'm going to have going on because I got such a response all at once from everybody. I kind of recorded them all in a row. So that's all coming up. A little bit later on down the line, I have just a solo Mrs. Claus coming up and a couple other things that I've got for you that I think you're going to really like. So, as always, thanks for listening, and remember, keep Christmas with you. Thank you.